Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Welcome to the program today. And for the last several weeks, we've been looking at the prophecies contained in the book of Daniel. And in today's study, we'll be covering verses 40 through 45 of Daniel chapter 11. And this is actually a portion of a larger portion, which starts at verse 35 and goes to the end of the chapter at verse 45, which describes the rule and the reign of the Antichrist. In our last two previous studies, we looked at a description of the last world ruler, also known as the Antichrist, in verses 35 and 36 of what he will try to do in the last days. And then verses 37 through 39 describes the last world religion of the Antichrist. And then verses 40 through 45 of chapter 11 describes the last wars that'll take place. And verse 40 starts off this way, at the time of the end. And so this is what gives us the indication that we're dealing with the last days events, that phrase, the time of the end. It says the king of the south, which in the context of the book of Daniel chapter 11 would be the nation of Egypt. The king of the south shall attack him. And that him there is the Antichrist. So Egypt in the last days during the tribulation period is going to attack the Antichrist. And that's why I said in our study yesterday that the Antichrist and his kingdom will not go unthreatened or unchallenged. There will be nations that will challenge him for his authority and rulership. And Egypt will be one of those nations which shall attack the Antichrist in the last days. So here it starts off with the king of the south, Egypt, attacking the Antichrist. Then it says, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind with chariots, horsemen, and with many ships. And so with the king of the north in this reference, as well as in Ezekiel 38 and 39, which we'll have to look at in some other study, is the nation of Russia. And as you go due north of Israel, that is the territory that Russia occupies, is directly north. It speaks of the nation coming out of the farthest parts of the north in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And Russia will come against the Antichrist, attack him like a whirlwind. So that means there'll be a flood of people. A numerous host will come in with chariots and horsemen. And even Russia to this day does have a large cavalry and with many ships, as well as a large naval power. Then the next phrase is important to understand, where it now switches back to the Antichrist. It says, and he shall enter the countries, overwhelm them, and pass through, which means that the Antichrist during this battle is going to pass through certain countries that are going to be mentioned here and will be able to be victorious in military battle. And eventually, if not at this point, the Antichrist is going to make his headquarters in the nation of Israel. And that's what verse 45 of Daniel 11 describes. That's why Israel will continue to be the center of conflict and wars and troubles during the reign of the Antichrist. An important passage which relates to Israel in the last days is Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2, which is, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding peoples when they lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall happen in that day that I'll make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all the peoples. All who would heave it away will surely be cut in pieces, though all nations of the earth are gathered against it. So Zechariah predicts that all the nations of the world will gather against the nation of Israel to conquer and destroy it. And it says they'll want to drive them into the sea. They'll want to get rid of them. But the Lord says, I'm going to make them a heavy stone which cannot be removed. And those nations that come against the nation of Israel, they are the ones that are actually going to end up being cut in pieces, because the Lord's going to intervene on their behalf. And part of it is because the Antichrist will eventually make his headquarters there in the land of Israel, as well as Revelation 16 describes the Battle of Armageddon, where many nations from around the world will gather together for that last battle. So the Antichrist will be attacked by Egypt as well as by Russia. And then in the process, he's going to pass through certain countries that will be mentioned here, and he'll be able to be victorious. Verse 41 says, he shall also enter the glorious land, and that's the land of Israel. And the land of Israel is going to be the center of attention until the Lord comes back and where he establishes peace. There'll never be peace there until the Prince of Peace, Jesus, the true Messiah, comes back. But the Antichrist will enter the glorious land, obviously to do havoc and to bring destruction upon the Israelites and to gain their territory. And many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape from his hand, Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of Ammon. And those three empires that are mentioned, Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of Ammon, is what we call the modern-day Jordan. So what's taking place here is the battles that are mentioned in verse 40 will most likely take place somewhere in the land of Israel. And then verse 41 is when he starts wanting to extend his territory, and he's going to overcome many countries, will be overthrown, it says, but the modern territory of Jordan will escape his hand. Verse 42 goes on to describe some more battles that'll take place. He shall stretch out his hand against the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. So as the king of the south, Egypt initiates the attack. They will lose that battle, and the Antichrist will be able to exercise authority over that territory. Verse 43 goes on to say, he shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver and over all the precious things of Egypt. So not only will he conquer their territory, but also have access to all their resources. That's what we saw in our study yesterday in verse 39, that as he conquers territory, he's going to divide up the land as well as the resources, as well as the spoils of war to his people. And also the Libyans and Ethiopians shall follow at his heels. And most Bible scholars would interpret the Libyans and the Ethiopians to be the Arabic African nations. So he'll be able to extend his territories into northern Africa as well. They will follow at his heels, meaning they'll be subject to him. But news from the east and the north shall trouble him. So now he's going to hear some more advancing armies that are going to come upon him, especially from the east and from the north. So evidently, the battle in verse 40 of the king of the north coming against him like a whirlwind takes place, and then the king of the north goes back to their territory and regroups, and now it's going to attack once again. Also, he's going to hear of news from the east that's going to trouble him. It says, therefore, he shall go out with great fury and destroy and annihilate many. So a great battle is going to take place at this point. And in order to understand what this news from the east is, we have to look at Revelation chapter 16, verses 12 through 16, which read this way. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and the water was dried up so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. And so as part of these bowl judgments described in Revelation 16, the Euphrates River will dry up, and this prepares the way for the armies of the kings of the east to come in on land with a large ground troop to this last battle. And verse 15 and 16 go on to say, behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And they gather them together to the place called in Hebrew Armageddon. And so as the river Euphrates is dried up, it prepares the way for the kings of the east and sets the stage for the Battle of Armageddon. And I believe as we're in Daniel 11, verse 44, it's definitely a description of this Battle of Armageddon, that last great battle that will take place. And most likely, verses 40 through 43 are describing some skirmishes that lead up to this worldwide conflicts. And part of it is that the kings from the east are going to be able to come into the territory, as well as the king of the north, Russia, will all be converging in the land of Israel, and a great battle will take place. And the Antichrist will go out with fury and destroy and annihilate many. And so this battle seems to be initiated and starts, and then in the midst of that is when the Lord comes back, and these armies then try and turn on the Lord and try and fight against him. And verse 45 hints at that. And he shall plant the tents of his palace between the seas, which would be the Mediterranean and the Dead Sea in the land of Israel. That's where his headquarters is going to be. And the glorious holy mountain, yet he shall come to his end and no one will help him. That means God's going to intervene at that point and destroy him and wipe out all of his forces. And that's when the Lord will establish his kingdom. And that's clearly described in Revelation chapter 19, verses 17 through 21. An important point that needs to be understood, that in Revelation 16, verse 14, it says, they'll gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. I believe that's what's described in Daniel chapter 11. This term for battle means a campaign, so it's a series of wars that take place during the tribulation period. They'll be gathered together by God himself, and the central spot will be Armageddon. But as you read the scriptures and you tie them together, these battles take place all over the land of Israel. So a good summary of these last battles that will take place, as mentioned in the book of Daniel, would be as follows. The battle begins when the king of the south, Egypt, attacks the beast or false prophet coalition. That's in Daniel 11, verse 40. The northern confederacy, Russia, joins his forces with the king of the south and attacks the Antichrist by a force over land and sea. That's also contained in verse 40. The armies of the beast move into Israel, according to verse 41, and shall capture the territories of Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia, as described in verses 42 and 43. As the Antichrist is conquering Egypt, he hears of troubles from the east and the north. Daniel 11, verse 44, as well as Revelation 16, verse 12. The river Euphrates will be dried up, as seen in Revelation 16, verse 12, allowing the kings of the east to bring in their army into Israel. The beast will then move his headquarters to the land of Israel, according to verse 45. And then in the midst of this last battle, centered at Armageddon, the Lord Jesus Christ will come out of heaven and wipe out all these forces. Now, it's clear in the scripture that Armageddon is not the only place that this battle will take place, because we see in Zechariah chapters 12 through 14 that the Lord will also ascend on the Mount of Olives, and that'll be split in two. He'll also show up at Jerusalem to fight on behalf of the nation of Israel. So there'll be a series of battles that'll cover the entire land of Israel, and at that point the Lord will come and intervene and wipe out all the forces that are coming against his people. And then he'll establish his kingdom in peace and in righteousness, which we all are looking forward to, because that's when we know true peace will come to the earth.